When you have money, you start investing in your future. When you start investing in your future, you start worrying you'll make mistakes.
Whoops.
When you start worrying you'll make mistakes, you can't sleep at night and watch infomercials.
Pick up cat hairs from clothes.
When you watch infomercials, you think you can get rich by placing tiny classified ads in newspapers. When you place tiny classified ads in newspapers, you subscribe to those papers to make sure your ad is running. When you subscribe to a bunch of newspapers, they pile up at your house, making it look like you're not home. When you look like you're not home, Girl Scouts don't come to your door. When Girl Scouts don't come to your door, you don't get to buy Girl Scout cookies. Don't miss out on Girl Scout cookies. Get rid of get-rich-quick schemes from infomercials and upgrade to Money Talks.
This is Money Talks.
There you go.
All of that may be true, but if you work at Hensler Financial, you can still get Girl Scout cookies because Troy's kids sell Girl Scout cookies.
My oldest daughter does, and there's several others around the office that sell Girl Scout cookies as well. And it is the season, so that was topical. I thought that would be an awesome lead-in to this segment. We're going to answer a few questions, but first let's give you a way that you can get in touch with us. If you have your own questions to be answered, we'd love to answer them on the air. We have a question hotline. You can reach us at 1-855-429-9166. You can also call. Well, if you call that number, you leave a recorded message. We play it on the air and answer your question behind it. So if you got the question, you can call. Don't have to talk to anybody. If you prefer to talk to somebody, you can call us at 770-429-9166. Talk to a real person and tell them what you'd like. You can also email us at drgene@hensler.com. That is H-E-N-S-S-L-E-R.com. And if you can get that one out, hensler.com is our website. We've got quite a few ways that you can answer your own question. We got lots of information through our website. If it's kind of generic and you think other people have had it, then you can probably find an answer to that question on our website. So let's get right to it. First of all, let's answer this question from Trevor from Alpharetta. They write, one of the latest recommended holdings I received was Finisar, I think it is, symbol FNSR. Looking at its year-to-date decline, I'm guessing someone thinks it's undervalued. What are your 2 cents? Actually, if you look at the valuation, the stock has fallen pretty significantly. Long-term PE has been 52.48. Currently, it's about half of that. It has been cut significantly. The company is a producer of optical systems and components that are used in data communication and telecommunications applications. So some of their biggest clients are Cisco, Huawei, who is a phone manufacturer. I just started hearing their ads on the radio, by the way. So their phones are going to be making a push in the United States. It's a Chinese-based company, as well as Hewlett-Packard is another of their big clients, and Intel and IBM. So tech company, 37% of their revenue is sourced out of China. The company's based in California. If you look at what they've got going on, a pretty profitable company, nothing to really brag about, especially in the tech space. And what is weird is, you know, the price is fluttering back to earth more or less in a time when, as we've heralded on the show, technology is just going nuts. Yeah. So may not be following suit with the rest of its business. It's not really a recommendation. And to be honest, I think might be a buy, could be a cheap enough business, and it seems to have a true operation. So, you know, with its PE around 24.92 at the current, it's about in line with the rest of the industry, the tech industry. So, you know, if it's something you've owned for a while, and it's been losing some momentum, I guess, seems to have earnings growing at 17% over the last 5 years, expected to grow by 12.7% going forward. That's nothing to sneeze at. That's pretty handsome earnings. So, you know, I don't know why you wouldn't want to hang on to it. even though it might have had some ugly performance lately.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so question on the tip of everybody's tongue. DJ, you there answer the phone around here once in a while. How about some Bitcoin?
Bitcoin. What is going on with Bitcoin? Yeah. What's our thoughts? What's going to happen? It's all over the place. We're at an all-time high. Then it loses money. Then we go back up. What I know for people that I know, it's a topic of conversation when I'm meeting with friends, what they always like to think what's happening, what they're hearing on the street. And even a tax professional of one of my friends said that they should buy and invest in Bitcoin.
Right.
We've had some institutions, you know, Bank of America, they're on the fence on Bitcoins. They're doing some interesting moves. And then Goldman Sachs, I think they were even sitting up a desk for the cryptocurrency. So, you know, what's the play on Bitcoin? Is that something that we need to look at? Or is that something to stay away from?
We could probably answer quite a few questions, and we'll still not know all the answers. But let's start off what it was. Bitcoin is a created currency, and it was created to be similar to gold, and it actually trades somewhat like gold, in as much as you know it trades relative to the dollar. Difference being, you don't have anything you can bury in the backyard when you buy Bitcoin. But the way that it was created was such that it has to be, and I'm using these air quotes, mined via solving a puzzle, basically.
Mm-hmm.
You solve an algorithm. If you solve it too quickly, the system says, no, go back and try again. They make it harder. And it's set up so that you can the system long term will only have 21 million Bitcoin. They expect that if you do the math over the time that is allowed, you can only mine so many Bitcoin. The whole system can only mine so many Bitcoin per day. They figure it's going to take till 2140, I believe it is, to mine the very last Bitcoin.
Mm.
In the meantime, it's gotten so crazy. Price last year at one point was up over 14 times. So what makes it do that? Most of the people that I've talked to that actually own Bitcoin own them in fractions of Bitcoin. But reality is they don't really understand what it is they've bought. They've been told by technology that this is the wave of the future. This is a currency that can't be manipulated or managed, as is the dollar or every other currency that trades on the market with, with a central bank backing it. And, you know, I swerve into that to say there's really nothing backing a Bitcoin. It's worth however much you can foist it off on the next guy. It's what we call the bigger fool theory in the financial industry. So it has limited fundamentals, if any. Doesn't really, you can't go to the local grocery store and buy your groceries with Bitcoin, although, you know, that's where they say it's headed.
Mm-hmm.
Today, it's not common to do that. Most everyone that I know of, if they want to transact, they either find a company that's willing to take it or they convert it into dollars. So they're really transacting in dollars while their Bitcoin grows. Now, is that to say that you won't have a transactionable currency in the future? That's not what I'm saying. It could come to that.
But fundamentally, like for us recommending whether or not to buy it, we would say that it's similar in like gold. It doesn't pay a dividend. It's only worth what someone else is willing to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not something that we would recommend as an investment.
Right. It, at best, right now, Bitcoin is a speculation.
Yeah.
And what you're truly speculating on is whether or not it truly becomes a transactionable currency in the future. Many of the things that you would expect. So if you think about the dollar and what makes it worth more than euros or any of the other currencies that are in the world, basically it's flow of funds. So if our investments in the United States are more attractive, then people are going to take their other currencies and invest them in dollar denominated investments. You can't say that with any of the cryptocurrencies at the moment. Are there fundamentals? Well, how much inflation is in Bitcoin? If you look at the price of Bitcoin, there's pretty significant inflation. So is that really the best investment? Well, you know, the inflation's to the benefit of the holder at this point, so yeah, maybe so, and that might be what's drawing a lot of folks. But it is, it's widely believed that currently it's being traded by a lot of young people who think it's an awesome concept. But if you look, there are no fundamentals, to your point, Jennifer. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you think of our currency as being backed by the full faith and credit of the United mm-hmm. States of America, you're never going to get that with a Bitcoin or any other cryptocurrencies. Now, again, you know, I
doesn't
think
mean that you can't make money in it.
That's true.
You know,
but it's truly a speculation. So sure. if you can't read the fundamentals and say, oh yeah, I see the value here, and I think that it's undervalued, so I'm going to buy some and watch it go up. You can't really do that right now with any of the cryptocurrencies. And if you think that Bitcoin's gone crazy. How about Ethereum? Some of the others, yeah. You know, there's a different type of Bitcoin that's out there as well. There's loads and loads of these, they call them ICOs, initial currency offerings, and it really is confusing. It's in the All Bitcoin Hour. Actually, it's not really. We're just talking a little bit about Bitcoin because we get so many questions these days about it.
It's all over the news.
Yeah, and when we last left the subject, we were talking about the fact that it's hard to justify it as a currency, and probably the best you can classify any investment, and I use that term loosely, is a speculation at the moment. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of really, really smart people who are giving us I mean, they're absolutely convinced this is the way of the future. There are some reasons that that Bitcoin should and could survive long term. But again, you know, at the moment, it's not truly a currency where you can go out and without significant fees, I guess, and costs, you can't go out and transact. There's stories about even going to the Bitcoin ATMs that allow you to transfer Bitcoin into dollars, costing somewhere in the, you know, ballpark for a $30 transaction might cost you $18 to $20. There's all kind of stories out there. In fact, there's stories about how Bitcoin have been mined or purchased and destroyed, lost, you know, computers thrown into dumpsters.
Yeah.
There's lots and lots of stories, and who knows if they're true. We've even seen stories where some guy was selling Chuck E. Cheese tokens, calling them Bitcoin. Now, if anybody buys that, you truly don't understand.
Do your research a little bit more than that, right?
What a Bitcoin is. I mean, it's an intangible thing. They don't really have
if a stranger
minted.
Offers you Bitcoin, run.
That's not truly.
Do you have to yell stranger danger and run like that? That's the way it works.
No, but
anyway.
I mean, you know, it is, it's something that's on, you know, everybody's mind. They're making television shows about, I mean, there was a Big Bang Theory show that was about Bitcoin and how it was mined, and that in the end they actually lost it because it was put on a thumb drive that got thrown away or
right.
lost. And I mean, so, you know, there are things that could happen. Even if you mine it and get it, it, you know, it could disappear.
Yeah,
that is true. And, you know, there's even ways that you can intentionally make Bitcoin that you transact with useless. And it's kind of a computer code you can attach to the Bitcoin, since it is an electronic coin, if you will. You can create them or transact and make it useless. And supposedly the originator of the whole concept has done that with, you know, over 1,000 of those. Who knows? Again, you know, there's lots of lore that surrounds the whole situation. The thing that I will say is, until it becomes a transactionable currency where you can go out and really buy things at the corner store, makes me wonder if it's more than just a speculation. Now, if you want to speculate, buy one, buy two, do whatever you want, but, you know, who knows? It might be the best thing you ever did, but it's not going to be evident to you for a long time. So, you know, we don't recommend it as an investment at the moment. First thing is, as Jennifer put out, you know, as an analyst, I look at things and try to verify the value, and it's really difficult unless you could understand and foretell the future how much your Bitcoin's going to be worth tomorrow. I will tell you that today they're worth less than they were a month ago. So, you know, be careful.
Yeah. It's going to have to be some sophisticated type of software to go to a, you know, get gas, if you will,
right,
and use your Bitcoin. Because if it's there are swings of several thousand dollars in a day,
right,
what is it going to be worth at that second that you purchase that product?
Yeah. Well, DJ, you said something about an accountant telling an individual that, you know, they should invest in Bitcoin. Does that accountant accept Bitcoin as a form of payment? That'd be an interesting question to pose to them.
Yeah, I will do that.
Yeah.
I will ask that.
Yeah, but, you know, the other thing is, if this does become a transactionable currency, you will see infrastructure that will warrant and facilitate just what you're talking about. You're going to see some way that it will be translated from one currency to another quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, since they want it to be an electronic transfer, you know, that's the realm in which this is all supposed to take place. That's yet to be built out as well. So it's got a long way to go before it's transactionable currency, if you ask me. But, hey, if you're into speculation, take a flyer. We don't recommend it as an investment.
Okay.
All right, so again, if you have questions, you can reach us at 770-429-9166. Talk to a human. If you want to call our question hotline, it's 1-855-429-9166. DJ, do any of these other questions stand out at you at the moment? How about Jonathan from Lilburn asks, here you go, something about beer.
Yeah.
I'm not a drinker, but... How does a smaller company like the Boston Beer Company stack up to big names like Anheuser-Busch? I like the idea of a smaller U.S.-based company, but Bud has been such a powerhouse player for so long. I think it's interesting that you point out that, you know, you like the small U.S.-based company. And most people think of Budweiser as just that. They're not anymore. They got bought by InBev a few years back, so they no longer pass muster as a U.S. company. Although, hey, guess what? We got lots of municipal bonds. Even right up the road here, Cartersville, Georgia's got a huge Budweiser plant. And mm-hmm. If you wanted to go out and buy bonds that are backed by the income from Budweiser, you can do that. So Boston Beer Company, symbol SAM, S-A-M, got pretty attractive profitability, 15% return on assets, 21% return on equity, and relatively low debt, 0.1% debt to equity, debt to assets. This is the same. Got five-year earnings growth on average, annual 8.38%, expected to grow by 9.45%. Going forward, relatively low beta company, meaning that when the market moves, it doesn't move near as much. In fact, it's only 0.6%. So if there was a 1% swing in the S&P 500, you would expect if the market's up 1%, it would be up 0.6%. So, you know, those generally tend to, we look at them as relatively safe investments, at least slow moving. You compare that to Budweiser, Anheuser-Busch, InBev, and its symbol is BUD. Let's just talk about the debt. Now, remember I said 0.1% for SAM? How about 172% debt to equity for Budweiser? Ouch.
Yeah, that seems a little
company based out of Belgium. You know what a lot of the source of that debt is? The fact that, and this is pretty common in business, InBev borrowed a whole bunch of money to buy Budweiser. So you borrow a pile of money and you buy the company, and now it's just a big indebted company, right?
Yeah.
It'll be paid off over time. Part of that debt is what I referred to earlier, you know, the bonds that you can get a municipality to actually issue. It's perceived as lower cost or lower risk in the market, which makes it lower cost. It's great for the company. Might even argue that it's great for the local economy because it does make jobs. But if you look at all things considered, five-year earnings growth for Budweiser, negative 6.94%. But analysts believe that it's going to turn around and do great and wonderful things. 21% they expect.
Well, do
seems
you,
like a disconnect to me.
I mean, I know you're comparing, and Jonathan was asking about Boston Beer Company, which is basically Sam Adams beer.
Right.
Anheuser-Busch. But do you think that the, and I'm not a beer drinker, but do you think that the craft beer
The market
is going to cause even both of these companies to have trouble in the future?
Yeah, I believe just as you're saying, it's difficult to make money in that space.
I mean, there are craft beer companies starting, you know, and that whole industry may get flooded.
Yeah,
but,
yeah, they're everywhere.
You know,
if I were going to buy one or the other, I would rather have Sam, Boston Beer. But, you know, all things considered, it's probably not the best space.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree. All right. Well, here we come up on the end of our show. It's been flown by. Jennifer, what am I about to ask you? Market?
Is the market going to be up or down next week?
What do you say?
I'm going to say up.
Yeah. All right. DJ.
I'm going with up. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I'm a broken record, so I don't even have to say it. But, you know, the market's going to be up. You're listening to Money Talks. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.